This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 17th day of November 2016. The news is so incredibly critical, so over-the-top important, that I'm really praying to the good Lord above that I can be very calm and go over all this, because it is amazing what's happening. It is incredible. This broadcast we have lined up today, some of the special reports we're going to go over today, it is just so revealing. So thought-provoking, eye-opening. Where to begin? To watch the mainstream media radically intensify the race baiting is head-spinning. In fact, I just saw a new article pop up on Infowars.com, and it's a special video report by our investigative journalist, John Bowne, that I so often start the show with, his daily reports. And it says it all, because I was thinking, what do I call this when I come on air today? He said it. Right as I was thinking about it, literally, like, how do I open the show talking about this total race cult? And there was the headline, mainstream media is a cult of racist mind control, MSM hanging on to the little amount of trust they have left. And that's it. And I recognized this big push last Wednesday when they said, ooh, Zuckerberg's in trouble with the Democrats and the big banks. Zuckerberg didn't censor enough. He didn't shut off the fake news. I was like, fake news? You mean the fake pollsters? The fake media lying, giving the questions to Hillary beforehand and launching all these wars and killing millions of people? You mean those type of lies? No, I knew what it would be, and so I announced this last week, and there have been hundreds of articles, conservative. There were like 30 or 40 yesterday I saw. I couldn't even read them all. I read two of them. Here's one of them from Gizmodo. It says, I'm completely insane, and that fake news isn't a move to censor my website. This came out yesterday. Fake news. This is ridiculous. No one's coming to censor me. Guess what we found out had already happened yesterday, ladies and gentlemen? You know Alexa dropped DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com by more than 80%, along with thousands of other libertarian conservative sites. If you're not anti-American, you got delisted, hoping it would hurt your advertising, claiming just suddenly. They didn't even phase it in over a month. They just suddenly, on one day, dropped thousands of websites 80%. Alexa caught fixing rankings to target anti-Obama news sites. We've grown so much, though. Still, the graphs has the liberals going straight down and us going straight up. I was talking to Watson about this. He said, yeah, they always try to censor us. We'll just kick their ass again. I said, I love you, Watson. I really do love his fighting spirit. So that was a couple years ago, October 15th, 2014, is when we learned of it. Quantcast, Blacklist InfoWars, as fake news, free speech purge accelerates. We're the opposite of fake news. We're the cutting edge, over-the-horizon radar weapon system, and everybody knows it. Oh, we're not real news. I just talked to Donald Trump a couple times last week. Let me drop some more news on you. Oh, we're fake news, ladies and gentlemen. I happen to have the very inside baseball. But this kind of story doesn't even interest me, because it doesn't politically decimate the enemy, but it's big news. I have to know what's going on at Trump Tower right now. I have to know a lot of things. Oh, but we're fake news when Pulitzer Prize winners come on here, like Cy Hirsch, and thank us for our work exposing how the government runs ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Oh, we're fake news, all right. No, we're the opposite of fake news, and we'll go where people are scared to go. We'll go where no media has gone before. We will tell it like it is, because you know what? We know that you can handle the truth if we're going to have a free society. You can handle the truth!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So we have a completely weaponized, foreign-owned media that is completely deceptive, spewing fake polls, fake announcements, fake news, lying about Donald Trump being caught hundreds of times doing it, twisting information, lying about yours truly, completely arrogant, disconnected from the people. Trump goes to a steak dinner the other night with his family, doesn't tell the press. They have a conniption fit. This is all about Trump breaking protocol with the establishment. They have a heart attack last week when he goes to D.C., leaves D.C. to go back to New York and doesn't tell them. They're having a bigger heart attack because I told you this last week, not because Trump or any of his people told me, but I know how Trump works, that he would end up saying he's going to spend a lot of the year in New York at Trump Tower. It's not surrounded by spy agencies. It's more secure. I know the Supreme, the Secret Service doesn't like how secure the White House is. That's well known. They want to build a big barricade around it. This is about breaking with convention. Because we've had globalist convention for a long time where they run things and they set the parameters and they define everything. If you go up to drudgereport.com, C-SPAN has a live feed of the Trump Tower elevators. They're on Fifth Avenue in New York, and the comings and goings as Trump forms his government. We've got a link up on Infowars.com as well. But that's what's happening here, is it's about breaking with the system. One of the other big talking points the last 48 hours is that Trump is incompetent and can't form his government because he began to make good on his promise to remove the executive branch, that's only 4,000 people, of anyone who is a registered lobbyist. So they're having to call the people in, have them basically give them the codes, the keys, where the bodies are buried, what roofs are leaking, what needs to be done. They're calling in the lobbyists. They're having them give them their Rolodex, their digital Rolodex, and they are saying, thank you very much. Don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. For the first time in modern history, we're actually seeing them deliver on not stacking their operation with lobbyists. Now, most people in D.C., revolving door into government, out of government as lobbyists, it's going to be very hard, quite frankly, for Trump to keep this promise. But he is trying. So they take him delivering on a promise, or trying to, as another bad thing. They take him going to a steakhouse as a bad thing. They take the claim that he's vetting people very, very carefully, that he's in disarray 63 days out. Meanwhile, Obama vacationed more than any president in history, launched at least three massive wars, continued another major war. Under his watch, it went from $2 trillion to $6.5 trillion that is missing from the Pentagon. So it took 50-something years to build up to $2 trillion, but in 8 years, it doubled and then grew again from $2 trillion to $6.5 trillion. The incompetency just continued on from there. Obama promised to cut the national debt in half. It roughly doubled in 8 years, from 1776 on until Obama got in office. It was a little over $10 trillion. Now it's right up at $20 trillion. And they say it will be by the time he leaves office. So all of this is happening. All of this is unfolding. And I'm going to air a special report at the bottom of the next hour where I chronicle some of the incredible failures and corruptions and mismanagements that we've seen bipartisanly under the Obama administration. Undoubtedly the worst ever. The persecution of the press. But what about the handling of the Arab Spring? What about opening up our borders? What about advertising with Europe to flood Europe with jihadis? Meanwhile, Trump finishes his buildings ahead of time, under budget, every time. Meanwhile, Trump had the most stamina we've ever seen on the campaign trail. But the media takes those strengths and tries to turn them into weaknesses. Now, speaking of weaknesses, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Radio listeners will want to go to Infowars.com. Hillary reemerges looking like death warmed up, or death warmed back up. Clinton resembles an extra from Dawn of the Dead. And, folks, she literally, I overuse the term literally, because when I say she looks like Day of the Dead, she actually looks like someone laying on a slab at a morgue. And when you watch her give the speech after being, gone for 7-8 days, she looks incredibly ill. This goes to the arrogance, the hubris, the bravado, the chutzpah that the establishment has to try to put a woman in who's having seizures on a regular basis, who's been hospitalized off and on for years. We're going to be getting into that as well. We have NBC News is blaming hate crimes on Trump and Stephen Bannon. And then I have so many clips every day of black people and Hispanics viciously beating up white people for no reason. We all know about the knockout game. We all know about the fact that it is predominantly black Americans that are doing this, some Hispanics, and that it's just escalated all over the country. And when they report to the police what's happened to them, and sometimes it's caught on video, they're told, you're white, so I'm going to mug you. I mean, there's just incredible footage, ladies and gentlemen. And there's also cases of white people attacking white people, because that's the thing to do, because if you're a Trump supporter, you deserve to die. And by the way, if you run up behind somebody and hit them from behind on stairs, it's a good way to kill them. And some whites are being attacked even though they're not wearing Trump regalia. So this is the real bullying. This is the real intimidation. But we have MSM trying to turn it all around, and then they can't find any clips where Stephen Bannon is saying anything racist. But they don't care, because they know they're targeting TV heads that don't even really watch the news, who just kind of pick it up as a rumor and then run around acting all put out and angry and they've been wrong. It's drama queening. It doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't do anything for you. But for whatever reason, it makes you part of the in club fighting the evil racist that wants to cut people making $40,000 a year's taxes to zero. A man who wants to have make work projects and major investment in black areas, and who has talked about tax incentives specifically for black Americans, letting you keep your own money. Not reparations, just letting you keep more of your money. This is a complete joke. A man who got awards from Jesse Jackson for hiring record numbers of black Americans and promoting them into management positions. Long before he ran for president, black Americans love Trump in New York City because they know how many people he hires and promotes that work hard. Trump famously broke up clubs that were so racist they didn't let blacks and Jews play in them. Those were still around just 30 years ago. And would actually go in and bust up the unions in California and in Florida and in Connecticut, and got awards for it. What does he get? A bunch of dumb, racist blacks and Hispanics calling him racist because the media has brainwashed them. And there's a new John Bound report that crystallizes all of this up on InfoWars.com. Mainstream media is a cult of racist mind control. They don't want you debating real issues. They don't want you taking up your birthright of free market and wealth. They want CIA Anderson Cooper to sit up there and race bait and divide and conquer. Look, I know our audience knows that, but let me tell you. We should be very happy right now, even though this is sad, because the mainstream media has not learned anything from what happened. The establishment's not learned anything. They're taking everything they were doing before the election. Things kind of went quiet for a few days. And they doubled and tripled and quadrupled down under George Soros' admitted orders. That's in Politico, who's now going to spend billions, not hundreds of millions, but billions a year, creating absolute breakdown of society. But again, they're so disconnected, they thought they could run a corpse, a corrupt, horrible, evil woman with all the baggage and all the wars and all the corruption and all the lies and all the WikiLeaks info coming out. They thought they could run her. And when she was 20 points behind, 15 points behind, say that Trump was behind. And then they still tried to steal the election. But his win was so supremely gargantuan, such a legendary landslide, as I told you, they were unable to steal it. And he had a Electoral College mega win and lost by 500,000 votes popular vote when they admit 3 million illegals have been confirmed to have voted and over 5 million dead people voted. Let me see. You take out 8 million people that voted for Hillary that were fake or illegal or dead people voting. And so how much? So now he won by 7.5 million votes. Just dead reckoning. So how are they going to strike back, though? They don't have new tricks, but they take the old tricks and they kind of refurbish them. They've been putting us in spamware, malware databases for about 18 years, InfoWars.com. So when you buy a disk of software from McAfee or whatever, not that McAfee did this, but you know, the new McAfee, people can't at libraries get into our website most of the time. People can't get into other systems. I'm going to skip this break. This is too important. We won't have a show soon if this continues. I'll just walk off. How's that sound? And I'm not going to intend to do that, but I might for a while just to protest all this. I mean, I'll shut it down. I'll put everybody on furlough for a few months and maybe never come back. I've actually thought about that just as a demonstration. Oh, you want to censor me? I'm just gone. How about, imagine the shockwaves that would send. Because, you know, we're We're getting 30, 40, 50 million views a week. During the election, 85 million. Imagine that just goes away. At least for a while, that might get folks' attention. And then other people went away for a while. Because that would make the media then 10 times more deceptive, and that might even wake up people in a zombie mode. I'm thinking reverse psychology. I'm not intending to do that, but sometimes I think about it. This is a war. This isn't about being up here on TV, people knowing who I am. I could care less about that. I'm willing to give my life for this fight. This isn't about being a peacock like these sellout people on mainstream media, who were so arrogant they ran a corpse for office, knew she was losing, and thought they could still steal it, and now are only intensifying the same tactics. But what they're going to do is come out with what they call fake news. I told you this last week because I saw them salivating going, Zuckerberg must be punished. He didn't shut down the fake news like we told him. Well, that'll kill the website and its stock. So Facebook already has the worst censorship out there. Twitter's a close second. Google wants market dominance, so they've not been the worst. They've been the best. Still bad. Still bad. Apple's horrible. So from hate speech to fake news, the content crisis facing Mark Zuckerberg. I love how Hillary and the mainstream media define things. They define anyone disagreeing with their criminality, from WikiLeaks to InfoWars to Matt Drudge, libertarian, conservative, liberal, doesn't matter, people of conscience, informed folks, people that care about civilization, they define us as alt-right, like alternative media. Doesn't matter, we're bigger than they are. They control reality. They run corpses for office. They run fake polls. They tell you she's invincible. And they tell you that we're the alt-right. And we even accept that and go, those of us here on the alt-right. No, those of us that aren't insane control freak criminals. I told you 6 months ago that Beck is going to be the new apologist, the true Judas Iscariot, who goes on CNN, who goes on MSNBC, and says, I apologize for horrible conservatives. They're demons. And then Anderson Cooper and Axelrod and everybody else sits there and interviews him, and he apologizes for us and says, Stephen Bannon is an evil racist. Trump is horrible if he doesn't get rid of him. Who the hell would listen to you, you little piece of crap, you Benedict Arnold? I mean, on election day, and then the next day, he came out and said, I guess I can support Trump. I hope he'll be nice. I said, he's suckering you in one more time to pull you under the waves. He's a frickin' ghoul. Just look at him. What do they have on this guy? He looks completely insane now. But by the way, Beck is totally degenerating, if you're not looking at him on video. I don't attack him as another talk show host, folks. I attack him because he is a true enemy in our ranks. He is a despicable person with a CIA officer, a leftist Ford Foundation operative, assigned to highest levels of government, Anderson Cooper, who himself is worth tens of billions of dollars in hidden assets, one of the richest families in the world. And you have to sit here and look at these race-baiting, class warfare pimps. And we have Senator Reid calling for Trump to cut ties with Stephen Bannon, his chief counselor, because he's an evil anti-globalist and knows what's going on and knows how the real media works. And there were hundreds of articles yesterday, and CBS and NBC and ABC and CNN. I can't even watch them all. White House, you must, Trump, you must break ties with Alex Jones, the racist, no proof, and Alex Jones that says Sandy Hook didn't happen. And they take a clip out of context where I'm wargaming that, man, the media lies so much, I guess you could say no kids were killed and none of it happened, and it's a whole total hoax. Because the media lies so much, who knows what's true? That was me responding to them saying, I'm saying it never happened. I'm attacked by the folks that say nothing happened for saying, yes, Anderson Cooper's using a green screen, his nose disappears. Yes, they have the kids going in circles back in the buildings. Yes, the building was closed years before. Yes, it was filthy. Yes, no emergency helicopters were launched. Yes, they're sealing the death certificates and everything. Yes, I even know FBI agents that say they think it's suspicious. But I can't believe they're that bold. And so, no, they set it up like, you don't think this mother's real? Oh, no, I'm sure she is. But were the polls fake on election night? Do they send the questions to Hillary beforehand? In the WikiLeaks, is there talk of supplying kids to hot tubs? for quote entertainment for people? I mean, look, folks, did Hillary put jihadis in control over the world? All I know is there's no level these people won't stoop to. So they take that out of context and look, he says no children ever died from mass shooting. I never said that. I said you use these events and then package them and don't let a good crisis go to waste. Bare minimum. We've hosted debates by the journalists that say Sandy Hook is exactly like they say it happened against people that say it didn't happen. And then we get attacked by both sides for quote, covering up. The truth is they've had national polls where upwards of half of Americans don't believe Sandy Hook because they don't believe a word the mainstream media says. We've sent reporters up there, man, and that place is like Children of the Corn or something. I mean, it is freaking weird. And then the weird videos of reported parents of kids laughing and all of a sudden they do the hyperventilating to cry to go on TV. All I know is something's going on. And you don't like us looking at it. You don't like us questioning you. Fake WNDs in Iraq. That killed over 1 million people. The media says Trump was never against the war. I have 6 clips of him against the war. We could play them again. That's fake news. When they sit up there and say, none of this exists. And now, Quantcast. Alexa, 2 years ago, delisted thousands of libertarian, conservative, nationalistic, veteran sites, gun sites, you name it. They dropped our ratings by 80% with an algorithm to make the liberal press that was imploding look good. And that's all documented. Now nobody uses Alexa, owned by Bezos, that works for Obama. Now, Quantcast, after we pointed out that we were 167 last week, I said yesterday, I said, go see what we are now. And they said, oh, boss, we've been delisted. And it's been loaded into Google Chrome. I said Google isn't bad at censoring comparatively. No, comparatively. We're loaded into Google Chrome as a fake news site. So the real headline is Google says we're fake, and Quantcast takes that antivirus feed, basically. And so we're fake, ladies and gentlemen. We told you Donald Trump was going to win. We told you he was going to win even blue states. He did. We have the top Democrat liberal election fraud expert who has documentaries, best-selling books on, and she concurs Hillary stole multiple states but still couldn't beat Trump. So now we meet the leftist assistant professor who made up bogus list of fake conservative websites that went viral. And now they act like, oh, it just came from some random lady. No, it's whoever they want to add. They then just put it into the databases. They have trolls that go around and list things as fake news. And we're now about to be in the fake news war. So where we are is this, that the word conspiracy theory is now a laurel. The word conspiracy theory is now a red badge of courage. The word conspiracy theorist means, oh, they don't want you to look at this. Oh, this is unorthodox. And orthodoxy is lying, deception, discredited BS. So the new word is fake news. And, of course, who's it come from? Bloomberg, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, the people caught rigging the debates. We told you she already had the questions. Oh, that's ridiculous. She had them with Trump. She had them with the Democrats. She had the whole thing. We told you Gary Johnson was working for the Democrats and that his VP would come out and endorse Hillary 1 month before he did. I have the sources. You notice it happened. And when I say I can routinely, if I need to, talk to Trump, I mean Trump or Trump's people who are patriots and who are awake. That makes the globalists so upset because they want access to the red carpets and crap. I have my own thing. I don't want to go to the inauguration. I'll be out with the people. With a pro-America, pro-restoration of the Republic demonstration that I can announce here first. I'm in the trenches. I have my own thing here in Texas. I have my own thing, my generations of Joneses and Ayers and Hammonds have built. And Johnsons and Browns. I got my own deal. My own deal down here. My own deal. I don't even talk about my own deal. My own empire here. Here, I didn't use any of that empire to build this. I built it all myself because I have the genetics. I don't need to be with you. I don't want to be with you, with your red carpets and all your crap. Understand? We're going to build spacecraft. We're going to build space stations. We're going to build life extension. We're going to come together as a species and go to the stars. We're going to beat all of you, pushing tribalism and race crap to divide and conquer us. People are a joke. And so, good. D-list, say we're fake. They also have all these fake sites where they do flood fake news. which looks real, to also, it's like jamming. I'll explain it all when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storage allowed to eat. Yum!
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy.
So we have the sycophantic, degenerate, deceptive, America-hating media that always think of it this way. It's like a wild hyena wanting to prey on you and your family. Leering in arrogantly, coldly, hatefully, all competing with each other to see who can be the nastiest. Like Tapper on CNN talking to a congressman, the horrible Trump attacks on Hispanics and blacks, the brutal physical attacks, the brutal. And he's like, where is it? Show me. And he's like, what do you mean? And he goes, well, all I see is videos of black people beating up white people. And he goes, oh, why do you bring up their race? And the congressman starts laughing, going, this is what this whole debate's about. It's what you're talking about. And then Tapper keeps saying, but you brought it up. They're like trying some type of weird gaslighting, which is a CIA term where you punch somebody in the nose and then just go, I didn't punch you in the nose. And you just keep denying you punched them in the nose. And then some people are so weak-minded, you go, really? No, you fell down. I didn't punch you in the nose. And especially if you have like four or five people, They'll all start punching you and then saying, no one's hitting you. No one's hitting you. No, you're all alone. You're all alone. You're all alone. They're actually trying this on us. It's not working. But they can't believe that they can't hurt us anymore. They can't believe. They thought they had us. They thought it was all over. They thought they could piss on your family, piss on America's name. They thought they could mount your head on the wall because they're little, horrible, evil, demonic people. I mean, let's put Tapper back up on screen for TV viewers. Look at him. You know he was a bully in school. You know he's a punk, a coward, an empty piece of crap. You wouldn't want to have dinner with him. You wouldn't want to be around him. He is your enemy. Do you have any idea how much he hates you? I'm going to start really being honest with folks up here. These people are your God-sworn enemies. He doesn't want you to do well. He doesn't want you to have a future. He wants to dominate you. These are conquest monsters. He is a scientist with talking points to hurt you, to ruin your future, to make sure you're poor, to make you a basket case, obsessed with race or where you came from or what you look like instead of what you stand for and what you build. He's a dream thief. He's a destroyer. He is the enemy. You want to ask, everybody ask, what do we call them? The enemy. They are the enemy. They are the deceivers. Will you please pull up names out of the devil? There are hundreds of them. If you want to know who they are, it is the names of the devil. The accuser, the deceiver, the liar, the persecutor, the evil one. And I don't say that for demonization purposes. That's who they are. They were chosen because of their spirit. The destroyer, the evil spirit, the great dragon, Lucifer, the devil, the adversary. Let's look at more terms. You have to break with them. You have to not just laugh and say, did you see what they did? These sons of wickedness, these spoilers, tempt our children with free health care and free school. They're never going to get any of it. They are the adversary. They're in your way. And what did Christ say? Get you behind me, Satan. Anderson Cooper, Tapper, all of you, get behind me. Get out of my way. What does that mean? Get out of my way. Stop impeding human progress. That's why they call themselves the progressives, because they're there to stop the progress. Anderson Cooper has to run everything. He has to squat in the middle of everything with his billions of dollars that his mommy gave him and just squawk and crap all over everything in a big, giant spiritual diaper. And again, they have to dictate. You're alt-right. You're fake news. We define. We control the words. You listen to us. We don't use the word mommy and daddy anymore. Somebody might not have a mommy and daddy. That hurts them. You got a mommy and daddy, and that's bigoted. It's a freaking cult, man. An absolute cult. When you look in the eyes of an Anderson Cooper, you're looking at someone who wants to prey on you. But the thing is, you're not a prey animal. You don't have to be his prey. You can shake him off like fleas. And we're starting to shake him off. So they are, again, not reorganizing, not backing off, not even trying to act like they're going to reform and be better. Well, because they wanted to lie to us, they first said, oh, we've been proven wrong. We've got to stop all this on Wednesday. Boy, that was only to sucker you one more time, because they feed on that. Oh, we conned them again. Because people were calling, oh, they said they're going to stop lying. Did you see the New York Times? I'm like, that's totally to sucker you in to have lesser magic and feed on you. And again, I'm not into all this stuff. They're into it. If they can con you in a little way, then they can con you in a bigger way. And their whole world is about hurting you. As soon as you understand that, you'll understand everything. Their whole world is about disdain and just their focused wickedness to abort as many babies, have as much depleted uranium blowing around, have as much environmental degradation, as many wars, and the ugliest, most horrible, demonic cultures of radical jihad spilling out across the world, women in bondage, giant prisons everywhere, supermax prisons, dungeons, human suffering, hell on earth. And they hate it when I go ahead and announce them as the devil. He's discredited. He called us satanic. And then it comes out there, satanic. Oh, keep doing that, Alex. Oh, yeah, keep calling us satanic. Oh, don't worry, I will. you inhuman, blood-sucking demon, vampire, scum, I see you. Filth. Can't stand red blood, can you? Can't stand strength. Can't stand it. Want it dead. You pieces of filth don't drink red blood spiritually. You try to kill life. Try to shut it down. Everything with them is a lie. Everything you hear in their mythology is the inverse. People are going down, ladies and gentlemen. They're filth. But just remember, you want to know who hates you? Who hates you? Night and day is CNN. The New York Times hates you night and day. The Washington Post hates you night and day. MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, just look at her. Ravenous, hateful. She hates her own femininity so much she's waging war against it, withering away into anorexic collapse. Because it's all she can sacrifice is even herself. Let me get into news here for you. Oh, Google's Chrome has listed us as fake news. Oh, no, Google. Oh, no, Quantcast has delisted us because we just have this devastating victory of truth with our stories all turning out to be dead on, super smart bomb accurate. You're just flipping out panicking, and you just knighted us again. You just gave us huge new trophy awards, treasure chest with the public. Oh, see, I told you it was a conspiracy theory. When I said last week they're coming under the guy's fake news, now there's the headline. Here's a list of fake news from something called Complex. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes, the Free Thought Project. Oh, so evil. Oh, Occupy Democrats. Oh, it's anti-Democrat group. Oh, my gosh. And I love how they say the Blaze is fake. When that's their own minion running around calling for our websites to be shut down, and Benedict Arnolding, even he gets his throat slit. And, of course, they just list it. We're God. We list it. We call you a conspiracy theorist. Oh, that doesn't work anymore? We call you fake. I love how they still say, Alex Jones is an internet radio host. What does that mean? That I made it mainly in the free market of ideas and dominated everybody on my own, like DrudgeReport.com did? I don't have really any peers except DrudgeReport.com. There's really no one else that's been this big by themselves on their own. And so they don't say, ooh, let's study this or figure out why it's so successful. No, we'll just announce it doesn't exist or it's fake. Oh, my gosh, that's called being delusional. Wonderful. And as our numbers go up and up and up and up on our real metrics that's hooked right into Google, I can watch Google say no one's, we don't exist. That's the coolest thing there is. The name they dare not utter. The one they dare not say. They just say, you know. Mr. President, they're saying there's going to be a massive election fraud this season and you're planning to federalize things. Well, that's ridiculous. You know, that's out of that in Texas. And you know, everybody's, oh. Yeah, the press corps knows what Texas means. Oh. And then even later when he says my name, it's like, did you hear the president said your name? Oh, my gosh, I've arrived. The president said my name. Will Google relist me? Will Google say I exist again? You have to understand, they're the delusionals. The people that serve this system are treated badly. They don't get paid a lot of money now. They're on the losing end of it. They're on the end of the road time. They're during the collapse period. They weren't during the high hog sellout America 20 years ago. Oh, no, no, no. Now, a little historical marker. When your leader looks like an undead corpse, looks like the end of a mop, and is psychotic and murders people everywhere and is involved in all sorts of evil, you got a problem. That's your goddess. That's your queen. That's your Lord and Savior. That's who you say is your North Star is Hillary Rodham Clinton. All right, let me run through some of these videos, get to more of this news. We've got guests coming up today. Mark Moreno with big news on these bastards and how they want a carbon tax and all the things they're up to. And we've got Jesse Ventura up joining us, and I'm going to really not so much take it to him, but I've got some serious questions for him because he says, oh, I'm going to vote Libertarian or whatever. Gary Johnson was the Democrats. And this is a true grassroots repudiation, taking over a major political party. It's a beautiful thing. but also get into some of his concerns about Trump, plus some of his positive points he might have, and take your phone calls. But I've got a bunch of clips I want to play that are up on Infowars.com. One of them is by Darren McGreen, where we show real racism, whites being attacked. And then we show Funny or Die and all these other things showing fake racism. So they create simulated racism where Tom Hanks goes on a show wearing a Make America Great Again hat, but then he won't shake hands with a black person. What the hell kind of made up simulated crap? People should be insulted by this level of fake news. Can you spot the racist mainstream media causing racial tension in America? And again, I've asked them to change the name of the video, because what it really is media caught promoting fake racist events, covering up the real ones. Because this video needs to go viral. And I'm going to do another one, too, along the same line. Where I sit there and I point out, I came in early this morning, I got here early, and I even worked for 10 minutes to change that headline. I guess it didn't change. I tell you what, sometimes I don't know. And the whole country the country's fighting for its life right now, but it's so obvious the globalists are out to get us. It's so incredibly obvious how over the top committed to abject evil they are. But we were all raised on television, and even people that are halfway awake are TV heads and they're Twitter heads. And everybody's kind of distracted doing this and that. Nothing's really serious. Nothing's really focused. And it's when you're in that mindset where you don't really hear what people are saying and it just kind of goes by you that they get you. And then they got you. And when they got you, they're going to drag you off to their rat hole and have their way with you. So I'm sick of it, and I declare war on all these people. I am absolutely done with all of it in triplicate. Because this is a group of lawless, evil criminals that work for multinational companies that have sold us out to the communist Chinese. And we're so pathetic, they're now openly taking over Hollywood to complete the collapse of the United States. And I see all these so-called leftists that are really just criminal dirtbag groups that hate humanity, celebrating our collapse, celebrating children being killed up to 9 months of age, being kept alive for their body parts, celebrating dehumanization, celebrating collapse, because the truth is they're ravaging psychotics that hate everyone. The truth is, when you look at these Hollywood producers and these TV people and these directors, and you wonder why everything's so distorted and so twisted and so crazy, because they're totally empty, they committed to evil, they are not happy, and so they commit more and more and more and more to evil by approximation until they're totally turned over by absolute self-hate and self-loathing. And they usually end up committing suicide, thank God. But not before they get to that point and kill those around them. And if they can't physically kill you, if they can't physically rape your children, if they can't physically grab your daughter or your wife and torture them in a subterranean basement, they will culturally do it, and they will do it with fluoride in the water and GMOs and chemicals, and they enjoy watching you mutate. They enjoy watching you die. They enjoy seeing you helpless. They enjoy seeing you in panic. They enjoy seeing you desperate. They enjoy seeing you betrayed, because they are devil-possessed, okay? Bottom line, just get to the end of the day, these people are frickin' demons, okay? Whether it's intergalactic, whether it's spiritual, whether it's genetic, whether it's whatever the hell it is, or there's some group collective and they jack into it, they're all the same. They think they're better than you, they're scum, and they're out to get you. And here's a little newsflash about Donald Trump. He's not perfect, but he's like a big old sheepdog. He doesn't like these people. He doesn't like the fact they think they're better than him. He doesn't like the fact they want to screw over poor people. Donald Trump likes to run over rich people that get in his way. And I'm the same way. And that's why they hate his spirit, because they know he's better than them. And that's the message of the New World Order. We're the ones that are better than you. We're the real news. We won. We told the truth. We were accurate. You put all your forces and everything you had into it, and it blew up in your spiritually wicked, ugly faces. You have been so arrogant that you have celebrated on TV 500,000 dead Iraqis by starving them to death. Madeleine Albright. That's the kind of people you are. Thank God. Can we all just thank God that we're not you? Can we all just thank God? I really want to thank Jesus Christ that I do not come from a line of scum like this, and that I am not an absolute demon that hates everybody. And I just thank God for America and this chance to rebuild. And I pray we have providence and we overturn these people and we defeat them. And the spirit of awakening spreads across the country and the world that will bring this devil system to the ground. And I pray that the control of the corporate Rockefeller churches that are teaching the end of the world constantly so that Christians stand down, I pray that Satan's control over the church in America be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's be clear. I'm in. Let's be clear. I'm not on some high horse that I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, but I love God. And I know the enemy's plan. And I know they run those churches. And they want to tell you don't fight evil. Romans 13, to keep you under their control. So that when they do build this system that they want to get done, it's God's time when they finish their system that then causes the ultimate choice between good and evil. But we're supposed to be within that system working to wake people up to the beast system the whole time, not in big mega churches with some dumbass devil-worshipping preacher. I'm going to tell you, a lot of them are devil-worshippers, guaranteed. Think I'm joking? Look into it. You got this devil-worshipping preacher up here with this bunch of idiots in front of him, and you have no idea what you're even watching. If you had any spiritual feelers, you would know when you get near those things how damn devil-filled they are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. I got a bunch of clips and a bunch of news I haven't gotten to, but we now know the enemy's new attack plan is exactly what we thought they'd do.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
By the way, it's now being announced they're going to move to block Breitbart as fake news. How obvious is that? The guy that heads it up is the chief advisor to the president. I mean, this is the media waging war against Trump, against you. This is a group that thinks you belong to them. The arrogance is the key word. Evil is the other key to understanding it. Now, Darren McBreen put out this video that's up on Infowars.com where the media has been caught covering up real racism, but then promoting fake synthetic racism. So, again, it's up on Infowars.com, media caught. Promoting fake racism, hiding real racism. Let's go to this video.
If you watch late night comedy on television, chances are you've seen Donald Trump and his supporters portrayed as racist. Now, most of us know that that simply isn't true. Trump supporters come in all walks of life, and Donald Trump himself is not a racist. No, he is far from it. But the mainstream media and the Hollywood elite want you to live in the land of make-believe. And I put together a quick video compilation of the real-life racism that is rapidly spreading throughout the country right now, and I compare it to fictional, manufactured, and imaginary racism. Can you spot the difference? Let's take a look.
The media has been saying some pretty negative things about Donald Trump. But what are real Americans saying?
Why do I support Trump? Three words. Good at business.
You know what it was?
True.
This is beyond that. That's the whole fake racism from Funny or Die, and of course, they have it on Saturday Night Live. But it's obvious that they're creating images of people with firewood and tractors and rural communities and then saying that they're KKK members and they have a cross with people dancing around in the background. It's that they're saying whites are inherently racist and are inherently bad and are these evil people and are your enemy. So it's beyond just claiming Trump's a racist with a fictitious Klan rally with actors. It's insulting their audience, thinking they're so stupid they're going to buy into this. And then it gets worse. On top of it, they sit there and then say Trump's really a racist on national television after they put out this propaganda and then totally ignore the daily events. I've got three videos today of whites being brutally attacked because they're white. And because of, quote, Trump. But none of that's shown by the scum in Hollywood that is out to divide this country. And again, showing rural areas, showing suburban areas and saying, this is the enemy. This is the problem. You could never move out in the suburbs. You could never have your own house if you're Hispanic or black, because then you wouldn't be paying rent to the big inner city bankers. You wouldn't be paying rent to the people that run Chicago and New York and D.C. You might escape, and we don't want you to escape, so don't leave the city. That's where the racist, evil white people are. Stay here where the real racist white people can run your rent up and run your life and put you in a prison we own. Let's continue.
He is a racist, but for some of us, just being a racist, it isn't enough.
I don't know what it is. I just like
how original. You got a Klan outfit. That's so original.
Don't just say that Trump is a racist, bigoted, sexist, totalitarian, and ignore all the bad parts in his platform.
I don't know, though. Eres tremendo.
Ese soy yo también. Vas a dejar que estas encuestas...
They don't want the polls to get down.
In the rice?
Yeah, sure.
Think so?
There's enough racists in this country for him to get elected.
Yeah. Pause. That comedian, all his stuff's about race, Hispanics being racist, he's like a KKK member, in my view, but a Hispanic one. And they think the public's so dumb, we don't know that Hispanics can't be racist or blacks can't be racist. It's just all a big joke, and that's what Hollywood wants, and the corporations want all this race baiting. They order people like him and Robert Rodriguez. I know the inside baseball. They ever want to say it's not true, I'll just roll it all out. Now you meet with the White House, you get your walking orders from Soros. You know, I think some of that's going to start coming out. I think we're just going to have to take the old gloves off. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.